Well, that was the most popular song in the Solomon Islands by One Tex. It's got a great rhythm to it, hasn't it?
Oh, it does. I was doing a bit of Rasta work in the background here.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't you? Mm. So if you really want to get away with it all, then try staying in a small village in Solomon Islands for an authentic taste of traditional daily life. You can fish, garden, walk in the bush, and learn to paddle a canoe. At night time, join a local sing-song and watch traditional dances. You can find this at Hambere Village in Gizo, in the western province of Solomon Islands. You will stay with the family Venti Meena. He spoke to Sue Ahern on her recent trip to Solomon Islands.
Welcome to Travel Writers Radio in Melbourne. Can you tell us about what you offer tourists?
I offer tourists. I have bushwalking and mountain hike, Mount Rano, and bird watching, and local cooking. And I have some taboo site like head hunting and the World War II wrecks, the World War II tunnels, clinic for Japanese, and yeah, fishing. And in my village I have a lagoon, we have some mangroves and many baits like kingfisher, and usually fishing, snorkeling, diving. And we have some custom fishing, we use a custom leap to catch fish. And yeah, some of my guests really like just to come and just relax, muse. My village have a nice spot, and from the lodge you can see nice view, and from my lodge you can see the mountain, the shape of the mountain is look like lady. So in my lodge, that is the middle of the place, you can see the lady sleeping to the mountain. And yeah, like before come to go, interest to go to the village, I have a see the people, how they live, how they live. And yeah, the kids interest with the people when they come. And yeah, some cooking, local cooking, and local oven. And sometime I saw my kids to fly a coconut, very tall coconut.
Do they do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
don't fall down?
Yeah. No. And sometime I have my guests, if they want to tour around Kolobangara, and I take them, go around the island. For the trip, yeah, I really enjoy tourists. When I run my business tourists, I really enjoy it. But problem is, people come very slow. Sometimes I start my business in 97, very slow. When I'm a young boy, I start my business. So 97, 98, 99, some years I don't have any guest in here. But this now, every year I have a guest. Maybe 1 year, 3 or 4 months, I have a booking in Dive Gizo.
Where do the people, the tourists come from?
Many people is coming from Europe, like England, Sweden, Denmark, and Germany. Yeah, many from Europe. Japanese.
And do they like it?
They really like it.
So how do we, if tourists want to get to your village, how do you get there?
I have a boat, I have a website, but carry this problem in my village. We don't have any internet. I'm just using phone, so I work with carry, Davasov. So they keep my website. So when the people book, they book through him, and they just call me the phone. Oh, Venti, your booking is here coming. When I just come and check out and compare all my booking.
So do people fly to Gizo?
Yes, fly to Gizo. Come to Honiara, fly to Gizo, and I go and pick in there.
How long does it take to you in a boat to get to your village?
From my village, if the sea is very fine, in 20 minutes, 20. But if sometimes it's rough, then 40 minutes. And sometimes I'm just pick up at Park Boys, Gizo Hotel, Sunbeat. Sometimes they just direct come from Australia. From Brisbane, Honiara, and I pick them at the airport, at Gizo Airport. So that's how my people come.
So it's a long way to come for a lot of people.
Yes, very low, they say. They say to me. Maybe they plant here, 1 year they plant, and they just come. So, yeah, many from Europe. Many guests from Europe.
How long do they normally stay with you?
Some stay 1 week. If they come and stay and just relax and see like village tour and fishing, they stay 1 week. But the people used to come hike, they just 1-2 nights and they come back. I come and drop them back where they go, Bad Boys or geese, any place they go.
What sort of hikes do you take them on?
Sorry?
The hikes, where do you go?
Fly Mount Rana, from Kolobangara.
And how high is it? A hard climb?
It's a bit easy, not really hard. If you problem, you carry heavy things, yeah, and you can. But many, they just use photos, so they carry the things. But they really enjoy this. From the mountain, you can see very nice view. Very beautiful from Gizo, you view Gizo, view Ranonga, Vela, and very cold. Different from the village, very cold. And nice forest, and many beds there, different type of beds. You can hear different type of sound of beds. So they really like it. They say very different from the place.
So it sounds like a sort of idealistic paradise right away from mainstream life.
Yeah.
Very remote, quite isolated.
Yeah.
Am I getting the right picture?
Yeah, you can take very nice picture. And you can see craters. Mm-hmm. You can see from the top, you can see the crater. In Kolobangara, we have 5 mountains. But that another mountain views, that's Mount Rano. That is second highest. The highest one is way behind. Go to Rigi and you can go up.
How long would it take to climb?
2 days. 2 days you can go and climb that one.
And would most people be fit and young?
Yes,
or?
Must be fit and young, but many very old, maybe 50, 40, 40 years old. But they're very strong. So sometimes mix young, old, so. But they really enjoy.
So tell us about your village. How many people live there?
Hambere village, I have 60 people plus kids. Many, they just married different islands, so they go out. In Christmas time when they come back, and we have 100, with all the people coming back to the village. But now maybe 60, we still stay at the village. And in my village, we have primary schools and high school. At high school, maybe 600. And at the kids, maybe 200 kids, the school in prime. So, yeah.
Do most people live a traditional Solomon Island life?
Yes, yeah.
Can you describe what that is like? Fishing?
Yeah, fishing, local fishing, and like local cookings, and local oven. They make the stones and firewood, and they cook like sweet potatoes, cassava, taro. And sometimes fish. If we catch fish and we moat it.
So tourists that come, what sort of meals do you cook for them?
I cook all the Solomon food. Only rice, maybe that is the white one. And sometimes we make buns, like local buns with coconut. I just pay oil and flour and make some local buns. And we have slippery cabbies, water grass, pumpkin, cucumber, sugarcane, pineapple, tomato, pepper, and sweet potatoes, cassava. And the cassava, we bake it. We have some custom things to like make it soft, and we bake it, and put the banana. That is some how we make.
And what about lobster? Do you have lobster?
Oyster?
Lobster. Crayfish?
Yes, we have crayfish, we have coconut crab and the mud crab, and we have oysters. But in my village, Manzoro is 70 and 20. They don't eat crayfish, they don't eat coconut crab or coconut, but I just depend on my guest. if they want, and I just go and take it and cook it. But I'm still backslider, so I'm eating. But yeah, the Manzaro is 70 and 20, so they eat like grains, peas, and we have some like shells. People eat nice one, cook big clam shells. Yeah, mud crab.
So can people go diving?
Yeah, people dive.
Yeah.
Sometimes they dive at night, sometimes daytime. They have a local guns, and they use a snorkel and clipper. Sometimes I organize the local divers. If my guests want to see how the local gun, and we set a plan, and they follow the local. I give the class, and you just watch how they shoot the bees, how they do it.
Maybe that was Sue Ahern speaking with Solomon Islander Venti Mayenna.
They come watching and do hike. And some just come and relax. The students just come and study. Then just stay in the guest house.
So how many people can stay in your guest house?
I have one couple bungalow and one dormitory. Maybe three rooms. And we have single beds.
That was Sue Ahern speaking with Solomon Islander Venti Mayenna.